My name is Michael Woody. I'm a retired Akron police lieutenant, former director of training for the Akron Police Department, grew up in Akron, and get some of the credit for moving CIT, Crisis Intervention Team training, to Ohio, and more locally with Summit County, where I was a police officer. I did have an incident as a police officer. I was a midnight sergeant in Akron, where a 27-year-old woman who was friendly to police, she worked at a couple restaurants that policemen went into. As a matter of fact, before this incident with me, she was sitting down having a drink with an off-duty Akron policeman. Like I said, I'm a midnight sergeant. It's 2 in the morning, Friday night, but actually Saturday morning. And we all know that around 2 in the morning, 2:30, those bars are letting out, so you have to be careful. I turned the corner on a busy, fairly busy street. Wasn't busy then because of the time in the morning it was. But I noticed that there's a 10-speed bike in the curb lane of this four-lane highway, two lanes each way. So I put on my blue lights, pull up in front of this 10-speed bike, and I'm going to get out and move it off the street onto the what we call the Devil Strip and call a truck to come and haul it to our police station. I open my door of my cruiser. Now, my door's a little bit into that passing lane, and I realize it's 2 in the morning, people have been drinking. And as I step out of my cruiser, there's no traffic, but here comes a car that turns the corner, and it's about probably 200 to 300 feet away from me, but it's in that passing lane. So I'm going to wait till that car goes by before I move around my door and go in front of my cruiser and get that bike. Well, I noticed all of a sudden that this car starts speeding up. And I'm thinking, well, maybe they don't see my blue lights. So I start waving my hands. And then the pedal went to the metal on this car. And it was obvious to me, things kind of slow down when you think you're going to be killed. It started moving over. And I thought, well, it's going to swipe against my car and kill me. I'm trapped between the wedge of my car door and my car. I think the adrenaline was flowing, and I actually jumped into my car thinking if I save the top half of my body, I will live. The car came by, scraped my cruiser. I got in far enough that it clicked my heels, hit my door, and sprung my door forward, and my cruiser door went flying down the street. So all I knew was that this was a blue station wagon and there was a driver. I'm kind of in a panic. I'm thinking back to the days when I was an undercover officer thinking this is a hit. This is somebody that's been looking for me. So I'm calling for help. I can't chase the person. I don't have a cruiser door. And within about 2 or 3 minutes, help is on the way. That car had gone around the block, and here it comes again. So, of course, I draw my weapon. This time it pulls up behind my cruiser, the window's down, and it's a female who says, I think I've been involved in an accident. Fast forward, I take her down to the station, run her on a breathalyzer, kept asking her, why'd you try to hurt me? Why'd you try to hurt me? Basically, why'd you try to kill me? And finally, she said, well, you police didn't give a hoot, and it wasn't such nice words, about my father, so I don't give a hoot about you. So I did a little research. It ends up that her father was in a bowling league when she was a little girl. He left the bowling league, got in his car, and picked up a hooker. And the hooker and her pimp jumped in the car and beat him to death with his own bowling ball. Terrible, terrible thing to happen. Whether that had anything to do with her later in life, I don't know, but she was blaming the police for that, and she kind of snapped, in my uneducated opinion. So she grew up having some mental health issues, and so it was obvious to me that, yes, she did, with that statement, did try to do me bodily harm. In the end, she got an attorney who was wanting me to drop the charges because she does have an illness, and he promised to get her help. I wouldn't do that. I didn't want her to be a danger to other police officers or even herself. So I go to the grand jury, tell my story. She gets indicted for felonious assault and some traffic charges. I actually thought and would have had no problem if she would have been found not guilty by reason of insanity and got the help that she needed. Unfortunately, she got these papers from the grand jury. She was living with another girl and in an apartment, but this young lady also had a 7-year-old daughter. And basically, she says to she gets this indictment from the grand jury. I tell my story to the grand jury, and she could do, 5 to 25 years in prison. And I didn't think anything like that would happen. She had no criminal record or anything like that. I really thought she'd get the help she needs. She gets that one day. That evening, I'm the midnight sergeant as usual, and we get a call from the dispatcher. We have a jumper on the high-level bridge, any car in the area. I'm the closest car. I zip up to the high-level bridge. They had already jumped. They left their purse behind. I shone my flashlight down. I could see the body down below. I opened up the purse to get some identification, and it was her. I have to live with that.